It was quite the send-off. The terraces of flag-waving school children, traditional Irish music, and a stage set in front of the cathedral that Joe Biden's ancestor had supplied the bricks to build. And a US president whose Irishness deeply influences his political outlook.
Everything between Ireland and America runs deep. Our history, our heritage, our sorrows, our future, our friendship, our joys. But more than anything, hope is what beats in the hearts of all our people. For centuries, even during times of darkness and despair, hope has kept us marching forward toward a better future. One of greater liberty, greater dignity, and greater possibilities.
For Ballinard, Joe Biden is literally a larger-than-life figure. This mural, completed in 3 days by a community group just before his presidential victory in 2020. I caught up with the artist who designed it and the rest of the group who helped make it reality.
It was a team effort. We were spending nights there doing it, and we had to go up the lifts and, leathers and, paint here, paint there. But look, we got through it, and the end result is absolutely perfect, And so we're all proud of it, and proud of it here as people have been there.
There have been disappointments on this trip. Biden's visit to Belfast, for example, was reduced to just a few hours. But the enthusiasm of the welcome in Dublin and Dundalk, and now in Mayo, has exceeded even the most optimistic expectations.
The end of a truly extraordinary three-day trip by the US president, a trip which has combined the personal and the political. Joe Biden has spoken repeatedly with warmth about the importance of his Irish ancestry and of a sense of homecoming. And it's a sentiment which has gone down very well with the audience here. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Ballinard.